Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Katrina Altenhofen about the importance of car seat safety in the winter. This is part one of a two-part interview.
I am a state certified instructor. I had started the program back in 1997 when I was the state's director for emergency medical services with children back at the Department of Public Health and the Bureau of Emergency Medical Services. I since resigned that position about a year ago and have accepted the director for hospice of Washington County, but I maintain my child safety roots. I'm a grandma. I have two little granddaughters and another one on the way. So, you know, for me, it's a passion to realize I'm still a paramedic, still work as a medic in the ER, and it's sad to see when someone goes, well, I thought I did this right, and the results of a crash can be devastating. So I just want to make sure everybody has the right seat at the right time and going the right way.
Winter is here, those cold temperatures, and everybody is bundled up and they're bundling their kids up. But what are some of the things that people should keep in mind as they start to travel for the holidays with those kiddos who are in child seats or booster seats in their cars?
Well, one of the things you need to keep in mind is that during the time that we do child passenger safety installation with a parent and talk about occupant protection, we always talk about those internal harness straps being snug to the child. Well, that's wonderful during the summer months because they have a t-shirt on, we're not worrying about coats, but then we get winter with the big bulky coats. And if you think about it, if you try to put those internal harnesses up and over those bulky coats, you're not having those harnesses snug to the child. So that creates a problem in the event of the crash, since those harnesses are what actually holds the child into the child safety seat. Parents are always great advocates of knowing, oh, my child safety seat has to be in so tight, it can't move an inch. But they forget their child needs to also be snug into that seat in order to be able to be held into that seat during crashes.
And when you say snug, what is a good measurement for people to think about?
Well, we used to say take your fingers, and you wouldn't be able to get two fingers width between the child and the harness. Now we say that you put the harness strap on and you actually pinch it vertically. So if you can pinch up any webbing, then it is not snug. You don't want it so tight that you're putting indents into your poor child, but you also don't want it so loose that they can fly out. Are they going to be grumpy? Are they going to fight with you? Why, of course, because it's something that's, you know, pressing up against them. But you need to make sure that you can't pinch any of the harness.
And it's taking one more step, you know, when you're busy and you're trying to get your kids loaded, to take the coat off and get them strapped in, but it's important.
It is very important. If you look at actual crash footages and crash videos and that, and you see what it can do, even that parent that says, well, I don't go anywhere, I just am right around town, you would be amazed what a 30-mile-an-hour, 20-mile-an-hour, 25-mile-an-hour crash impact has on a child. And so you want to make sure that we are safe. And I get it. Your car's parked outside. The car is cold. It takes a couple extra more minutes to make sure you start the car before you put the kid in there. The car is all warmed up. Bundle the kiddo in a blanket or something or another to take them out to the car. So, yeah, it is a hassle. But having a child in a hospital or even a worse scenario, that to me is a greater catastrophe and a bigger hassle.
That's been today's Washington Page with Katrina Altenhofen speaking about the importance of car seat safety for kids in the winter. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News. This is part one of a two-part interview.